Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden traveled to Michigan on Tuesday to promote his partisan Build Back Better agenda, but found an angry group of protesters waiting for him not far from the site where he delivered his speech. About 500 people, the Detroit Free Press reported, had a very negative view of Biden being in their town. An anonymous hacker claims to have leaked the entirety of Twitch. The hacker posted a 125-gigabyte torrent link to 4chan on Wednesday, stating that the leak was intended to foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space because their community is a disgusting, toxic cesspool. Twitch is an Amazon-owned streaming platform. Johnson & Johnson asked the FDA on Tuesday to allow extra shots of its COVID-19 vaccine as the U.S. government moves towards expanding its booster campaign. J&J said it filed its request for people 18 and older who previously received the company's one-shot vaccine. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The New York Yankees lost to the Boston Red Sox Tuesday 6-2. That means New York won't be played anytime soon at Yankee Stadium, well, at least until next year. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Major League Baseball postseason's begun.
Throw to the plate.
Some defensive magic there by the Boston Red Sox in last evening's American League wild card game against the Yankees at Fenway Park. The Red Sox had some other magic moments, too. The Yankees not as many, so the Red Sox won by a final 6-2. They advance. The Yankees now play golf.
NASA's Lucy spacecraft will launch this month on a 12-year journey to Jupiter's Trojan asteroids. The Lucy mission will include 3 Earth gravity assists and visits to 8 asteroids, giving NASA a clue how solar systems are developed. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With the border crisis worsening as tens of thousands are making their way through Mexico at this time, Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no solutions again this week. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott tells Fox News the administration knows how to fix the crisis, but is choosing not to.
The current Secretary Mayorkas, he was part of DHS before, ran CIS. He clearly understands and knows how to control the border and what needs to take place.
The result of that is the message goes out, and then instead of having a couple of 100 encounters a day, we quickly went up to about 6,000 encounters a day. Border Patrol caught people from 150 different countries coming through Mexico into the United States this last year before I retired. I think it's a real, real big issue. Basically, just think like football. Basically, they fake a play over here and the real play is going to the left. So when we get distracted with 15 to 20,000 Haitians under a bridge, that resulted in several hundred miles of border having no Border Patrol agents on it at all.
A prime example of how Washington works, the border wall is costing the American taxpayers $5 million a day for wall contractors to not complete the border wall. Democrats are infighting on whether to include in their sweeping spending plan a decades-old amendment that blocks Medicaid and other federal health programs from being used to cover abortions. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia has drawn a line in the sand to include the so-called Hyde Amendment in the partisan spending bill. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I guess the mama bears and the papa bears storming school boards are starting to take effect. If you think not, have you been watching what our federal government is starting to do and what Merrick Garland is talking about in terms of, assigning a label to parents who care about their kids as domestic terrorists? With us right now is the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. I guess we're all, we all got in that bucket of deplorables. I guess we're all going to get in that bucket of domestic terrorists because we care about what our kids are learning.
Yeah. This is something that 20 years ago, civil libertarians weren't warned about with the Patriot Act. And quite honestly, I was one of those people who said, that just can't happen here. But you know what? It did. And it is. And so what we have is we have the Attorney General, who fortunately is not on the Supreme Court due to Mitch McConnell's great work. But we have the Attorney General who has effectively taken, hundreds of thousands of parents who are trying to protect their kids from having poison poured into the brain through critical race theory. And they are, they're being labeled as domestic terrorists. This came about. Invoking the Patriot Act itself. And so now the FBI and others are fully sanctioned to spy on anybody involved in trying to protect their kids. Anybody who shows up at a school board can be turned over, and police can be essentially stationed to monitor their communications. And it's and you are now guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
Under the eyes of the law, it is wrong. It is evil at its core, and it's a violation of our most basic, precious First Amendment rights. And so we need to push back. We need to push back hard against this. This cannot stand.
Well, without a doubt, this is a model that the Biden administration has been following. If you think not, hey, remember, we still have political prisoners in a Washington, D.C. jail right now. And the degree of this, reported offense is so ridiculous that had it been a Democrat, we don't even have to go there. You could be a citizen, doing treasonous things, burning down buildings, and you get out of jail. But if you happen to go into the Capitol building by invitation of the Capitol Police, you find yourself in the D.C. jail. And to your point, they use the full force of the U.S. government, our money, our resources to come down on everyday Americans to such an egregious extent, Rick. The message is coming out real clear. They're going to beat us into submission here.
Well, that's their objective, and we just can't let them accomplish it. But, yes, the fact that they've gotten away with the abuse of the D.C. jails is a is, in fact, the proof point that, you know, it's encouraged them to see what else they can get away with. We know we have, I think it was last week, where they where the federal government announced the FBI is going to try to get 200,000 conservatives, I don't know how they determine that, but conservatives, Proton Mail accounts. Proton Mail is an encrypted email service that people use, and I've got a Proton Mail account. I use it to communicate when I don't want it to be hacked. Yes. And that's a pretty common problem these days. And but they want to basically break the code on those Proton Mail emails, not because they have any crimes. This is a broad sweep to basically say, if you are guilty until proven innocent, now Merrick Garland, same DOJ, is saying the same thing about parents who have the audacity of standing up and saying that critical race theory, which attacks the very foundation of our country, that is so radical that 5 years ago the Democrats wouldn't dare do this. They were teaching in the school, in the colleges, but people were waking up saying, what do you mean white guilt? Well, now they're shoving it down kindergartners' throats, and that we have to stop that. And the key here for all your listeners is contact your school board, contact your local county commission, and tell them you don't want critical race theory in your schools, A. And B, and this is very important, this Patriot Act designation was done at the behest of the National School Boards Association. So that is a group that has, you know, school boards are members of it. Find out if your local school board is a member of the National School Board Association and tell them not one more dime to them. Not one more dime. Cut off the basically the tool that the left used to create this designation, to create hundreds of thousands of domestic terrorists out of whole cloth, simply because they're on a full-blown jihad against anybody who's on the right.
Exactly. Well, Rick, how can we expect them not to pay into this when it's you're asking, in a sense, brain surgeons to do brain surgery on themselves, because they're in control of all this. I mean, this is all controlled by the unions, and they have control of this money. So how can we stop them? How can we choke them off?
Well, I think the place the unions have been successful is getting school board elected. You know who allocates the money for school boards in most of the counties? That's your county commission. The unions, the National Education Association, doesn't give money in county commission races very often. So getting your county commissioners to start yelling at your school board members and putting a specific provision within the school board, within the funding for the school board, that says they cannot spend the money to belong to the National School Boards Association, will cut the money off. Secondly, okay, those county commissioners need to tell the school board members that we are not funding CRT. You know, the school board members can look at you and say, oh, well, you don't really have a place in your child's education. Those county commissioners are more likely to be similar to the average person in the county, because the truth is, school board elections, nobody's paid attention in the past. The unions have taken them over, and they no longer represent the parents. They no longer represent the government. They represent the teachers. And you got both sides negotiating at both sides of the table. Forget about the, you know, go after the school boards where you can. But the county commissions have tremendous sway over the school boards. Use every lever we have to stop this nonsense.
Exactly. Well, and look what Terry McAuliffe had the arrogance to say the other night. I mean, and this is the fruit of this kind of thinking and process that we're being exposed to, that until recently we didn't realize what was happening here, but we're seeing the underbelly of this nefarious activity, are we not?
Absolutely. The McAuliffe statement that parents should have no role in teaching in what the curriculum or what books are taught or whatever or any of that is just a slap in the face that people actually pay the taxes to fund the schools.
This guy is a Democratic leader. So what does that tell you about the Democratic Party? I mean, this is the general consensus of the Democrats?
he was a Clinton fundraiser. He's considered a moderate Democrat, and that's where he stands. That's where the Democrats stand. Time for parents to teach him a lesson.
And former governor of the very state that he's trying to run for office once again. I'll tell you, hopefully Virginians are a lot smarter, and we the people are gaining in intelligence as well to fight back, because that's what is necessary right now. It's what it's calling for. We got more from Rick Manning on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been felt around the world, and the Tide Ministry has had to adjust some of our programs on the ground in India, Nepal, and Bhutan to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. The adult literacy classes in these regions, which previously met in person, have been impacted. Thankfully, the teachers on the ground have come up with creative solutions and are going to individuals' homes to meet with them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. It is vital that we continue to connect with people like this all around the world to remind them that they are not alone and that they are not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you have come to the place where we're fresh and independent, and we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing, and I apologize to you up front if you get that sense in any way. Sometimes the conversation, because I will say it's conservative. We're not liberal, okay? It's conservative. But by the same token, when I say we're not liberal, it's not that we reject liberal ideas. I think when appropriate, when that is the bullet that fits the gun that we need at that point in time, then, yes, we should talk about these things. I don't think that anything should be negated and invalidated whole cloth unless it violates some sort of moral belief, some ethical value that would harm people at large. And this is what we're realizing right now with our government, with our education system, as Rick Manning, the president for Americans for Limited Government, as we were talking off air about, Rick, the school system has, the whole process has gotten out of control. For all the money that we're spending, you know, I don't know how unions can hold their head up as a corporate and a collective entity. Because their responsibility, we gave them a lot of responsibility and a lot of money to teach our kids. And here we are, after all this money, we rank 27th, and somehow that's just oh-hum, that's not significant. I mean, yeah, look, we need to put that money in the hands of people that know how to handle it, and you've got parents that could do a lot better job. And I know that you know, Terry McAuliffe and other Democrats might be shocked to hear that, and I know that Hillary Clinton kind of tried to set the temperament years ago when she talked about it taking a village, but her idea of a village was a government-controlled village. It wasn't about a people village of neighbors coming alongside like when you and I were growing up, because when we messed up, you know, neighbor Gladys would call my mom and say, hey, your little amigo out there is, you know, doing some bad stuff. Well, you know, 2 seconds later, my mom and I were face-to-face having a conversation. And it was more one way than anything else. It wasn't much of a conversation. It was very
well, somebody was talking.
But that's the way it worked in our neighborhood.
Somebody was talking.
Yes, exactly.
We're hopefully listening. If they weren't listening, they were going to be listening because they were going to get, you know, they're going to get to pay attention.
Mm.
But the
exactly.
But yeah, here's just, I mean, think about it. She didn't say it takes a neighborhood. She said it takes a village. A village is a governmental structure where the chief, in terms of the actual application that she was using, which was from an African village, is an African saying. But the chief runs the village. It's a communal situation. Where it's completely communal, and that saying itself was a statement that we don't want parents raising the kids; we want the village raising the kids, and that's it was actually a direct attack on parenting. And Terry McAuliffe saying that parents shouldn't be involved in making education decisions is a direct descendant of "It Takes a Village." But from a
exactly
going back to the big picture here. We've had a Department of Education since Jimmy Carter put it into place. It has been funded by Republicans. It's been funded by Democrats. We had George W. Bush, do No Child Left Behind, trying to put standards into place. But really, what it did is it furthered the federal takeover of the education system. And now here's where we're at. 40 years later, we have a chance to look at it and say, well, did it succeed? We've got two generations of kids have gone through school since the Department of Education went into effect and the federalization of our education system began. And what we have gone is from the best education system in the world, the best public education system in the world, to the 27th best public education system in the world. We've gone from being a system where kids came out and being able, prepared to do high-level math, prepared to write, to read, to have engage in critical thinking, and to be successful in workplaces, to a system where kids don't, where we have a labor shortage, not because we have a shortage of people, but we have a shortage of willing workers. We have entire school systems in major cities that aren't teaching anybody. You know, if the National School Board Association and really wants to do something, how about demanding that the state of Maryland take over the Baltimore City schools, where kids are graduating with absolutely no idea of the skill sets that you actually should learn in high school?
Right.
How about taking over the LA Unified School District, which has been a monumental failure for years? How about the New York City school system, where parents, where teachers in many of these schools are afraid to go to the school. The kids run the school, the gangs run the school, and we have lost absolute control of the system. If you really want to deal with this, if the federal government wants to get involved, how about going and getting involved in those specific places which are clearly failing the students?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But instead, they want to tell you and me that our kids, we're not going to teach them writing, we're not going to teach them reading, we're not going to teach them arithmetic from the three R's of old. We're going to teach them that if they're white, they're evil. If they're black, they're oppressed. And if they're Latino, they're oppressed. If they're Asian, who knows what. And, oh, by the way, they should be paying the rest of their lives because of whatever skin color they were. And there is a difference. The racists have taken over the theory of what racism is. And they now want everything determined by race. And they want to destroy America using that. And we have a responsibility to say no. And that is what we have to do at our local school districts, because most school districts are small towns, small counties. They represent, you know, so go, they're your neighbors. And as a result, deal with it. Deal with your neighbors, reject this nonsense from D.C., and basically tell Merrick Garland what so many people in football stadiums are saying about Joe Biden.
Exactly. Well, look at that's what is required right now. Otherwise, hey, they're coming full force, no doubt about it. And utilizing, you know, like you said, the Patriot Act, which was never expected to be used to this degree, but it empowers them. This is the thing that you have to watch in all these bills and regulations that come up, is who's being empowered and how it's limiting our freedoms. And it would seem that the prevailing power of the Democratic Party cares little about the Constitution. We got about 2.5 minutes left here, Rick, and I did want to address, again in the news this morning, something like $5 million of the people's money is being paid out every day for construction workers there on the border, not to build our border wall. Imagine $5 million not to work. I mean, the Democratic Party, I mean, here it is. They gave us all these stimulus to, you know, encourage people not to work, stay at home, and gave people extra money. And now here we are. We're telling that's not enough. So let's tell the construction workers in the midst of a border crisis not to build the wall. In fact, we're paying you $5 million a day. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. Let me give you one quick fact that is happening. I was with a guy who has a ranch on the border this past week, and he showed me pictures of the border wall. The border wall is on his property. But the border wall has gates in it to allow when there's a flood, when there's rain and stuff, so debris can flow through and it doesn't just stack up at the wall. And so they have gates that allow for flood gates and the like that go and that open up. Well, the Border Patrol, you know, they open them up during the season when there's rain. But the problem is the debris gets caught at the gate, and they have to clean the debris out to close the gate. And they only clean the debris out once a year. So if you took that money and you just had them, they don't have to build another bit of wall. If they just clean the debris out from the floodgates and shut the floodgates, we wouldn't have essentially big giant holes that are in the border wall that negate the purpose of the whole darn thing. That's happening too. So yes, they need to maintain the border wall, not only just build more.
Rick, you know, a lot that you and I have been talking about is just common sense, right? But common sense somehow has exited the building here. And that's the thing that's so shocking about this. At every turn, whatever this administration touches, it's like, let's not even bring common sense and reason into the solution, right?
Well,
it's that obvious.
It's that obvious. But when somebody never uses common sense, you have to assume they have different objectives. Because people who continually take actions that make no sense, it means they're trying to get something different done than what you want to get done.
That's really the bottom line of it all. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year 10-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden traveled to Michigan on Tuesday to promote his partisan Build Back Better agenda, but found an angry group of protesters waiting for him not far from the site where he delivered his speech. About 500 people, the Detroit Free Press reported, had a very negative view of Biden being in their town. An anonymous hacker claims to have leaked the entirety of Twitch. The hacker posted a 125-gigabyte torrent link to 4chan on Wednesday, stating that the leak was intended to foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space because their community is a disgusting, toxic cesspool. Twitch is an Amazon-owned streaming platform. Johnson & Johnson asked the FDA on Tuesday to allow extra shots of its COVID-19 vaccine as the U.S. government moves towards expanding its booster campaign. J&J said it filed its request for people 18 and older who previously received the company's one-shot vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez, Jenny Beth Martin's going to join us, Tea Party Patriots Action and columnist, honorary chair, I should say, for the Tea Party Patriots Action and columnist for the Washington Times. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be back with you, Bill.
Well, always good to be talking to you. We've been talking about this anecdotally for a number of months, well, since the election, that what the Democrats wanted to put upon the American people was something that even their own party rejected. I think the most that they could get for any of these policies and proposals that they've been trying to put upon we the people was about 30%. This was during the primary. And then in the general, somehow they convinced everybody or convinced over 80 million people that this is the way to go. And again, a new national survey is pointing out that independents and Republicans oppose we're talking about the $3.5 trillion bill by huge majorities, as do fully half of Democrats. Almost nobody supports Biden's runaway spending spree, and folks are outraged that with everything else they've had to endure with his failed presidency, increasing taxes and adding to our astronomical debt are actually on the table. I mean, I don't know how the left, you know, can continue on this because there is clear pushback by everyday citizens to say, look, we just can't afford this. But we're back to, I just cannot believe that they're trying to sell to all of America what they couldn't sell during the primaries to their own party.
That is such a good point that you're making. You're right. Their own party did not buy it. When they campaigned in the fall, they were not campaigning on spending this much money and raising taxes this much. They moved to the center. Biden presented himself as a centrist and as a man who would, be better than Trump because he's going to be more dignified and have less mean tweets, and he would be a more polite president. But I don't think he's being. This is a terrible bill. People are object to it. And not only that, I don't think he's actually being more polite when he does press conferences or does speeches and he says that if the Republicans won't get in line with what he wants, they need to just get out of the way. Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. People elected the Republicans. We want checks and balances on our government, and that is their role. So
exactly.
And the spending is just out of control. And it's not just the spending, it's how much larger they're going to make the government from this.
Well, we've experienced this before. I mean, Barack Obama's, you know, said lead follower, get the heck out of the way, and that elections had consequences. And look what they did with the health care. 1/6 of our economy, they took over it and turned it into a mess. I mean, even to this day, we're still, you know, trying to navigate around it. Now, people in some sense, and this is what the Democrats and Obama figured, is that you wouldn't necessarily run into the true problems and reality and shortcomings of Obamacare until it was too late. And this is what's happening. I mean, on the surface, it sounds, hey, look, you get free health care. I mean, who doesn't want free? And so, again, we violate one of those axiomatic foundational principles that came from our founding fathers, that you can't allow parties to offer free things in order to garner votes, and you can't allow people to vote for free stuff. That's just, it just doesn't work that way. But in today's America, it works that way, and this is why we have the leadership that we have today. And how's that working for you?
It is not working well at all. And we have to remember that there is no such thing as a free lunch, certainly not $3.5 trillion or $5 trillion or $1.5 trillion free lunches. It does not exist. If they spend this money and they grow the government in this way and they take over more and more sectors of our economy, we're going to see higher prices. We're going to see devaluation of the dollar. We'll see inflation, and we will all suffer. We will all be paying a price for this.
We've all had years of experience with this government. And is there anything, Jenny Beth, in your recollection where you can say, boy, I'm sure glad the government took over that. They're doing just such an outstanding job. Is there anything?
No. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, even some people might say, Bill, you're being a little close-minded here. How about the military? Oh, you don't even want to open up the military box to look at all the incompetence that's been taking place, that we keep putting money down that dark hole that for the sake of our, you know, for the sake of our freedoms and security, we're willing to spend an incredible amount of money that is spent without or little accountability.
It's true. We have very good men and women who are in our military, and I appreciate those people. And we have good men and women who work for various parts of the government, whether it's the federal, the state, or the local government. The issue is that when it comes to the government, the incentives for the government to do well are not the same as the incentives for a business to do well. A business can streamline its production. It can reduce costs. And when they reduce costs, they become more competitive. So they sell more and they wind up actually having a larger profit from, you know, that's boiling it all down into a tiny nutshell. But with the government, there is no incentive to do that. So it doesn't matter whether they do a good job or not, whether they're fast or slow, whether it's expensive or inexpensive, they continue to get the funding no matter what, because there's just
exactly.
The incentives aren't there. And that winds up creating problems. I would say, you know, if we look back in the past year and a half, one of the things President Trump did that I thought the government did do well was figure out that, hey, if a hospital is reaching maximum capacity, we will use government planes to move ventilators across the country and get them over to another hospital to help with COVID. It's not fair to say absolutely they never do a good job. But by and large, when the government gets involved, problems that are unintended arise.
Growing, right?
I lost you there for just a moment, Bill. I just didn't hear that. I'm so sorry.
Oh. Okay, I think we had an interruption here for just a minute, and the control is trying to get my attention as well. Are we okay here, Brad? Okay, we're okay. We got to, every once in a while, a knot gets in the cord and it kinks things up. What I was saying, Jenny Beth, is that the thing about the government is the objective of the government and the bureaucracy is life. It's to keep perpetuating itself. And they keep doing this by a forced growth pattern with no risk reward. Everybody else deals with risk reward, not the government. The government is covered by the by the people. I mean, we basically go along and we say, hey, we're going to pay the government's debt. And look what's happening. You have less and less people paying taxes and participating, and you're starting to get more takers than givers, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, and that absolutely is part of what happens, and it's why we have to oppose these bills that are coming out of Congress, whether it is the reconciliation bill, which will spend trillions and trillions of dollars, or even the increase of the debt ceiling. As they work to increase the debt ceiling, we're going to be saddled with more debt, and at some point, the government and the members of Congress are going to have to pay attention to the fact that we will have to pay this debt back. And you cannot just keep growing the government without consequences.
Yeah, how do you have that conversation, Jenny Beth? Because every household, that sits there and looks over their monthly budget. We'll talk about, what you have to give, what you got to take away. There's a reasonable conversation, but not with government. They just feel like, okay, just open up the treasury. What's $3.5 trillion? Like you said, it's not even $3.5. Budget analyses over that $3.5 says it could be $6 or $7 trillion at the end of the day. So this is unbelievable. This kind of this kind of consideration to put this on generations to come, and even generations that are not even born yet. Jenny Beth, talk about taxation without representation, right?
That is right, and that's why we have to be involved now and taking action and making our voices heard right now.
Website, 5 seconds left. Go ahead. What's the website?
Patriot.org.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
But the news that we're spending $5 million a day to have constructor workers not do the job. I mean, how un-American is that? That we pay people not to work. Yes. I mean, and it's not like it's, coming off of Joe Biden's credit card or out of Hunter Biden's, special fund that is funded by the communist Chinese. I mean, this is real American taxpayers' money that's being paid to do something that needs to be done, but somehow the Biden administration says, oh, no, we're just going to pay them not to do this because this is the way these union contracts work. I guess, if you can get away with it, why not? And they're able to get away with it. And this is, again, another one of the things that the American people need to wake up and see what's happening. Is it any wonder this waste that is taking place? And here we are looking at $30 trillion plus of national debt. Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA Deputy Director, joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Well, we've got over the horizon, to use the president's words. We're seeing there's a massive migrants on way to our southern border coming through South America. Break it down for our audience. What's going on?
Yeah. So what we saw a couple of weeks ago, assemble on the border in Del Rio, Texas, roughly 15,000 Haitians. And just as a reminder, the administration has admitted that they released over 12,000 of those 15,000 in the interior of the United States with a notice to appear before an immigration judge somewhere down the line. And as we know, most of the time, those migrants don't show up for their court dates. But according to Central American and South American leaders, sounds like there's tens of thousands more headed our way. A leader from Panama said that there's about 60,000 more Haitians yes. headed our way. And looks like, the administration is not inclined to return them back to Haiti. Their inclination is just to let them come into the United States. And when you start having a policy like that, essentially, I mean, if that's not open borders, I don't know what is open borders.
Exactly. Well, and it's amazing. I mean, the Haitians have been there in South America and some of these areas like in Brazil, for what, three,
up to three years, maybe a little bit longer as well.
Yeah.
They are there, but somehow a memo went out that Joe Biden is opening up the gates and head on down, and here they are. You've got these mass migrations and the impact it's going to make. I mean, we're going to suspend all sorts of common sense in this COVID era. COVID, you know, seems to work when, you know, the Democrats want to use COVID to come to some conclusions, whether it has to do with counting votes or anything else, and, you know, telling parents they shouldn't be allowed with, you know, the education of their children. You know, they've got to wear masks, all these other things. But when it comes to, you know, thousands of migrants coming into the country that haven't been vetted, we have no idea where they're coming from. It's not like we can call. I mean, even if they've been in Brazil for 3 years, what kind of data can you possibly have on someone who has been in Brazil for 3 years? What about previously when they were in Haiti? Do we have any information to where we can properly vet and understand who these people are, and if in fact they are what they say they are?
Yeah, we know nothing on them, and you know, just to add to what you said, I mean, these people that have been interviewed by the media as they waited down at the Del Rio point of entry, they said, yeah, we had a pretty good life down in Brazil or down in Chile or whichever country they happened to settle in, but we think we can have an even better life in the United States. And, you know, they say actions speak louder than words. Well, we've heard this administration, including DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, say countless number of times that the border is closed. But actions speak louder than words. How is it closed if, when people appear at the border that are inadmissible to enter into the United States, you let them in? That's not the border is closed. That's the border is open, and you're going to let in anybody that you want. And you said, you know, they got some sort of a message. The message was they heard that the administration was going to let them in, despite the words that they're using on Sunday talk shows.
And amazing that still many are showing up with Biden-Harris T-shirts. You know, what does that tell you?
Exactly. And I mean, the main reason why they were down there for 3 or 4 years, you know, that's a telling sign, too. They got down there 3 years ago, and they knew during the Trump administration, when the Trump administration said the border was closed, we actually took that literally. Okay, the border is closed. We're not going to be able to get to the United States. We can spend all the money to trek across Mexico to get to the U.S. border, but if they're not going to let us in, then what's the point of going? Well, again, now they know under a Biden-Harris administration, we can get in, so it's worth the expense.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's been a field day, you know, for the coyotes and the cartels, what they're able to do and get away with. And, you know, and this goes hand in glove with our failed immigration policies that may not be evident right now, Chris, but like all things of any kind of evil root, it does take root, and it will demonstrate itself down the road. I mean, we're already seeing, I mean, these businesses, these farms, these ranchers, American citizens that are close to the border, what they're having to endure as illegals invade the property. I mean, here it is. You know, we saw what happened in Del Rio with, you know, 15,000 or so migrants who came across. And, you know, of course, the thing that I thought was quite curious was the government could not give an exact number. I mean, it took them over a week to even come up with that, you know, finger in the air feels like 10,000 people, could be 12,000. And how embarrassing. A government official whose job, you know, there's no count. And in the era of COVID, when everything should be counted and we should know who's coming into the country, who has COVID, who has not. I mean, it's like, We're sending human infected missiles into the interior of our country, putting neighborhoods at risk with impunity.
And you know, to add to that point, you've got people coming in, you're processing them, and then you're releasing them. How hard is it to add up the numbers? It shouldn't be too difficult. And I understand that. This is nothing against the Border Patrol. I mean, the Border Patrol our Border Patrol officers are being put in a terrible, terrible situation because most of them, if not all of them, they just simply want to enforce the law. And exactly. The law is to keep these people out, but instead they basically have become paper pushers. And it's the bureaucracy within the Department of Homeland Security under the Biden administration that for whatever reason they can't tell us people they've processed over the course of a week. And it's not just what happened with the Haitians down in Del Rio. You're seeing it with apprehensions. It's taking weeks and weeks and weeks for the administration to release apprehension numbers. You know, here we are heading into the second week of October. We still don't have September apprehension numbers. And you're seeing the same thing with the Afghan evacuees. They're constantly updating the numbers on how many people are coming in.
And the Afghan refugees, like you say, they come in, they're in military bases, and then they just call an Uber and leave Dodge.
And they just leave. Right.
What is all that?
Essentially what the administration is doing is they're paroling them into the United States. Once you parole them into the United States, it's not the equivalent of a green card, but it's pretty close.
You're
not on a path to citizenship, but you have free reign. You can enter and leave the country as you will. So why not leave the base? Why would you want to stay?
You can get a job. You can do whatever it is that you want to do here. That's for sure. And of course, we're seeing the impact that some are already having in some of our cities, where it's being reported that incidences of rape are on an increase. And not that it's all the migrants, but yet you do have some migrants participating in it, because I mean, the culture that they came from versus the culture of the United States. I mean, there's how do you assimilate? How do you catch up to speed? You're just used to doing stuff because this was the Afghan way. Well, the Afghan way was left in Afghan. It's not here in the United States. But no, they can't leave that part of their culture behind. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. We have to remember, we're flying them halfway across the world, around the world, to a place that, many of them have never been outside of the Middle East. So this is their first time coming to a country like the United States. This is a different world to them. Many of them may not even speak English. So, it's the same thing that we see when we allow in mass amounts of Central Americans across the border illegally. When they don't know how to assimilate in, they usually have to resort to crime. Not to say that, they're all, many of them, that they're going to come here and while they're in the country illegally, they're not going to commit crimes, but there are some that do. And that's why we can't have this constant flood of people coming in from around the world.
Well, the question remains here, Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, is where's Biden and the supposed border czar, Vice President Harris, in all this? I hear crickets.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. The news media will cover these stories for maybe one news cycle, and they'll come out with a comment, but they know it'll get dropped right away. So,
well, and as you said earlier,
no leadership on it.
Exactly. And as you said earlier, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, if the administration wanted to stop this, they would stop it.
Right.
That does not seem to be the case. You'll know them by the fruit that they produce. And the fruit they're producing is nothing short of open borders and putting the rest of our country at risk here, Chris. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
You got it. He's the Number USA Deputy Director, Chris Chmielewski.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS.